This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time flies. I mean, you're already going into year three. Mm-hmm. You know, you sit back and think about that a little bit sometimes and how quickly the first two have gone for you?
Of course, especially seeing the new class of guys come in and seeing them go through like the rookie process of staying later throughout the day and all the little things that they do. And I'm like, I look at Deion Dawkins and Matt Milano, I was like, dang, that was just us.
It's hard to be happy with how the 2-minute drill ended today. You want to walk us through that route a little bit?
Just a well-executed drive by the offense throughout the entire 2-minute, competing hard. No defense won some plays, but ultimately we came out with like the little victory of the day, I guess. But it was a nice little Enzo route that I had on Tre'Davious. Josh had a pretty good ball, put it back there for me. O-line held up, and I was able to come down with it.
It looks like it's the intensity is already a little bit ahead of where I think, personally, I think it may have been the last couple of years with Sean out here. I mean, they're already wearing headsets on the sidelines, the coaches. It seems like you guys are trying to already jumpstart things a little early.
Yeah, I mean, it's competing for sure. You saw guys getting after it, talking a little bit of trash, and it's OTAs, and not stuff that comes later, like in camp and stuff, but everybody's getting after and competing. It's a new tone, I think, that we're setting. Starts with the veteran guys that have been on this team and some of the guys coming in, and it's an entire group effort right now. So just very excited with the direction this new Bills team is headed.
Say, it's hard to remember that you weren't a part of this last year because you were dealing with the injury. Yeah. How much being through the entire offseason program do you feel can benefit you to come out the gate like how you ended last season?
This is actually my first time going through OTAs in the NFL because I didn't do it my rookie year either. So it's been fun. The off-season program itself with our strength staff has been great leading up into this moment with the school and now being on the field with the helmets and stuff. So overall, it's been a great experience so far, and I can really see the chemistry building amongst our group and team.
Read earlier, you are bigger and stronger, it said. I mean, can you kind of is that true? I mean, have you done more in the weight room, put on weight? Like, what's your body like now, and where do you want it to be?
I've gotten stronger, faster, bigger, just added more size to my frame. Strength coaches have done a good job of helping me with that. Also, the training staff as well, as far as like what I intake, what I eat, and how I'm working out, and the things that I take as well. So I've been increasing that mass, and hopefully it transitions to playing bigger and playing stronger on the field.
I've heard that from other people who've been in the league a few years. Like, does it take a guy a little while maybe to learn how to treat your body right coming into the NFL and understanding what it is a grind for 12 months?
Yeah, I mean, everyone's different. For my path, it was I had some setbacks in the beginning with some surgeries and things like that, not being able to be complete in the weight room, lifting everything. But now that I'm healthy and I have a full off season of being able to kind of reset everything and build it from the ground up, I feel more stable, more in control of my body, learning more as time goes on, you know, what properly to intake and what not, and just overall just building that mass to be stronger and more fit to go out there and compete.
When you say play bigger or play stronger at the wide receiver position, what exactly does that mean?
So that entails as far as like using your hands more, being more physical at the point of attack, being able to high point catches, being more physical and dominant in the run game. It was tough when, you know, you're playing with a bum shoulder or bum knee, whatever it is. So now that I've had that time to heal up and to add more strength and add more size, I'm looking forward to being able to go out and competed even at a higher level.
Zay, when Kelvin left last year, we talked a lot down the stretch about you stepping up as a leader, and you did that. A lot of your teammates talked about that.
Yeah,
with John and Cole coming in, veterans, does things change for you at all in that respect, or you still feel you're one of the leaders in that room?
I feel like we can all lead in our own ways. For me, I think I'm one of the last Bills receivers that's been here over these last couple of years throughout this entire process, but also respecting Cole Beasley and Smoke, or John Brown, we call him Smoke, but those guys have played in the league for a long time, well into their contract after contract and their experience of what they bring. I was just talking to Cole today about, you know, some of the things that he was doing at Dallas, and he was helping me. I talk to Smoke literally all the time. So, I mean, just having that camaraderie with them, building that foundation with them, and we're all going to lead in our own ways. So I'm excited to have them. They can only add to what I can bring.
What does their additions mean for the competition in that room?
I mean, it's competition every year. It's the NFL. There's new guys working out every single Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever it is, coming in. So, I mean, as far as that aspect, that didn't change anything. But knowing that these guys have played at a high level, they've competed, they've made plays, it can only help us. I mean, as far as film study goes, as far as being out there, Smoke in the huddle today was giving me advice as far as, you know, okay, look for this. Or Cole, after practice, we would talk about something in particular. Well, obviously don't want to say that, but, I mean, that can only just help my game, and not only just me, but these younger guys coming in as well.
With receivers, it's often a give and take with size and speed. You know, how do you balance putting on more muscle but not putting on too much that will affect your speed?
I mean, you can have guys that are lift all this weight, but they still don't produce. So, like, me putting on size, it doesn't say have X amount of production. I'm just trusting this process of what our staff is building, what they want to see for me, and ultimately me just elevating my game. I think with the experience, everything that I envision for myself and this football team will come through fruition.
There's a lot of talk today about, you know, number one receiver, yeah. And who's it going to be, and is somebody going to step up? And just, you know, the way you ended last season, do you feel like that's a role that you envision for yourself?
Number one receiver is a real thing. Obviously, I think I'd be lying to you if people haven't thought of that, but I think what's unique about this group is no one's trying to take that title of anything and be like, okay, I'm this, y'all listen to me. It hasn't been that way. I feel like this group has played with great chemistry. None of the last year's stats that I had matter. They don't carry over to this year. So that was a good stepping stone, good production for myself from year one to year two. But year three, I got to let that stuff go and build to it. But as far as like, oh, is Cole the one? Is John the one? I mean, you guys, y'all experts, y'all can make that statement or whatever you want to do. I think as far as what I'm going to do is just focus on being the best Zay that I can possibly be. Because on Sunday, I want to produce and do the best I can for this team.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.